Good morning to you and all the people who are following us and don't seem to be getting tired yet. Follow us every day. Thank you very much for that. We begin today with the pleasant news of having one more day without death in our country. With the number of cases that have been confirmed, contacts, and some suspects, we are keeping 555 people hospitalized. In surveillance, 2, suspects 388, and confirmed cases 165. In primary health care, our doctors, nurses, and other technicians are monitoring 1,684 people. Yesterday, 1,364 samples were tested for SARS-CoV-2 virus and COVID-19. In the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, 432 samples were processed. In the Provincial Center in Havana, 282. In Santiago de Cuba, 280. In Villa Clara, 113. And in the laboratory of the Amigueiras Brothers Hospital, 257. As a result of these 1,364 samples that were analyzed yesterday, 9 people were confirmed with the virus and COVID-19. So, and at this moment, Cuba has already accumulated 99,745 analyzed samples, and 1,983 people have tested positive, and this represents 2% of the analyzed samples. Of the 9 cases confirmed yesterday, all are Cuban. Of these, 8 are contacts of confirmed cases, and thus 1,737 people out of the 1,983 positive cases have been diagnosed as contacts of confirmed cases for 89.4%. Of the 9 cases from yesterday, in 1 we have not identified the source of infection, and we're looking for its origin anyway. Up to now, in 73 cases, that is 3.7% of all the cases diagnosed in Cuba, it has not been possible to detect the source of the infection. The figure of 132 people whose source of infection has been abroad remains with no changes. In our country, of the 9 cases diagnosed yesterday, 4 are of the female sex, and 5 are of the male sex. In the cumulative total of the diagnosed cases in Cuba, 49.3% are of the female sex, and 50.7% are of the male sex. 4 of the cases diagnosed yesterday are asymptomatic. This varies from day to day, and in the cumulative total of the pandemic, 50.6% of the diagnosed people have been asymptomatic when testing positive. The age groups most affected, there are 2 cases of the 9 in the from the 20 to 29 years of age, and 7 from the group between 40 to 59 years of age. No children were diagnosed yesterday. 8 of the cases belong to the province of Havana, 88.8%, and 1 from the province of Matanzas. Of the 1,983 people who have been diagnosed with the disease, 165 have remained in hospital. These are what we call the active cases that we have in the country. These are the active cases that we have in the country that were confirmed yesterday. Of 165 patients remain admitted, and we have a good result that expresses our patients' evolution. Of these 165, 164, that is 99.4%, have a stable clinical evolution. Today we are talking of only one patient in serious condition, which is the lowest number we have ever had practically during all the epidemic. We have the two evacuees that we always mention, and yesterday 10 patients were discharged. There isn't much difference between the admission and the discharges, but nonetheless, there were more patients released than those who tested positive. And there are already 1,734 people who have been diagnosed with the disease who have recovered for an 87.4% on the island. As we said earlier, there is one patient in serious condition who is admitted to the Salvador Allende Hospital here in Havana. Another patient who was admitted to the same hospital who was reported in serious condition, he showed some clinical improvement and he is currently considered in guarded condition. In terms of the island's lethality, referring to the 82 deaths we have reported, Cuba has a fatality rate of 4.13%, and comparing it to the situation in the Americas, the island stands at the 16th place. The region's lethality is currently of 5.79%. There are 12 countries whose lethality is higher than the region's average, with very high rates. We have Mexico with a rate of 10.91, Ecuador with a rate of 8.57, Canada 7.66, Brazil 6.27, and the United States with 5.88. And in the Caribbean, Antigua and Barbuda with a rate of 12, Bahamas with 11, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines with 11.12. These are some of the countries with the highest lethality in the region of the Americas. The world up to the 27th of May at midnight, the same 185 countries remained with transmission of COVID-19, and the confirmed cases number is higher than 5.5 million. That is 5,555,708 confirmed cases. In a single day, were diagnosed 96,180 people, and yesterday, 4,218 people died in the world, for a cumulative total of 350,212 deaths, for a lethality of 6.3%. The region of America accounts for 46.29% of the cases of the world, after notifying yesterday 53,122 confirmed cases, for a cumulative of 2,571,164 people confirmed with COVID-19. In the region, 2,632 people died yesterday, and the death toll of the region already stands at 149,023, and this gives a lethality of 5.79%. With the situation in the world, I wanted to bring up some statements by Dr. Carissa Chien, the director of the Pan American Health Organization. As expressed in this article that was sent to me by Dr. Regalado from the Biological Security Center, the coronavirus has found new niches. When the coronavirus in China and Europe was being controlled, thanks to the control measures, the virus has found new habitats in America, the Middle East, and Southeast Asia. Last week, it already surpassed 100,000 cases per day on May 17, 21, and 22nd, according to the data of the World Health Organization, and that between 10 and May 22, despite the measures, despite the time of evolution of the pandemic, despite the fact that much is already known about the transmission of this disease, the number of cases worldwide increased by 24.5% in Southeast Asia, which giants such as India and Indonesia up by 81.7% in what the WHO calls the Eastern Mediterranean, which includes the Near East, Central Asia, where it increased by 52.3%. And in the Americas as a whole, it's up 34.1%. On May 13, this continent took over from Europe as the first place in the number of people detected with the virus, although it's not yet the one that has been registering the most deaths. I say this because many times when one gives the data from Cuba, and especially these results that we have, for example, of seven provinces that have not confirmed cases for 15 days, and people wonder, but why are restriction measures not eliminated? And I think that some of this information helps us realize the need to maintain a group of restrictions to continue protecting ourselves, because far from decreasing its occurrence in the world, the virus is increasing, and we cannot be alienated from the world. And besides, these are very alarming figures that show that the disease is still not, in the least, controlled.